This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and because it is Saturday, I'm sort of kind of here with Sarah.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. Hi.
Hi. I'm in Costa Rica. You're in Massachusetts.
Yes.
It feels like I haven't seen you in forever, but it's just because the last few weeks have been so full and chaotic and all over the place.
I know. You've been doing a lot of traveling.
I know. And so funny, before we went to record this morning, we're in the suite in Costa Rica, and I'm like, going through my bag to get my headphones, which are different if I'm going to record from my computer. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't bring them. When I did a solo episode yesterday, I plug a mic directly into my phone. But if I'm recording with you, I can't do that. So I was like, shoot, I have no headphones with a mic that I can use on this computer. So it just so happens that the boyfriend had with him his Xbox headset. Don't ask me why. That's odd, right?
But kind of not for him.
It saved the day.
Good job, boyfriend.
Now I am recording with his Xbox headset, and I feel like it has a purpose now.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had a visual.
I know. Except it would be really pathetic. I'm in a bathrobe, and I have this headset on, and I'm in the bed with like 47 pillows behind me because we've just gotten much more pregnant in the last couple weeks. Like, if that is even a thing, that has happened.
Yay. Sure.
I know. I was rocking like a maternity bathing suit yesterday, which felt so bizarre.
But happy, and you're loving it and comfortable?
I mean, as comfortable as you can be, like, you know, 7+ months pregnant and, you know,
yes.
Another country. And for people who are like, you sound different, it's A, because I have an Xbox headset that I'm using to record, and I'm in a different country. And also because I have a little something illness-wise going on to be defined at some future point. I don't know. What's happening? I was just saying, have you ever seen the movie Little Rascals?
Yes.
I guess there's a character named Froggy who sounds froggy, and that's become my nickname this week because we're recording in the morning. For me, it's 8:12 a.m. Come the end of the day, I sound like a 50-pack-a-day smoker over 30 years.
Oh, so what do you do for that? Like, how do you make yourself more comfortable?
Well, the ideal thing would be sleep, but I'm at the phase of pregnancy where insomnia runs my life. And even if I feel tired, I fall asleep for like 5 or 10 minutes and then I wake right back up and I'm wide awake. So I think it's just like time. I don't have a ton of options in Costa Rica in terms of like things to do, but I know you said apple cider vinegar. I've looked everywhere for it here. It's not happening down here.
Yeah.
And honestly, an unpasteurized or unfiltered product in Costa Rica is probably not the best idea.
I agree. How about some time in that bathtub on your deck?
I know. I did that. And you know what's funny? Like, the things that go through your mind. Is the baby too hot? You know? Like, I know they say, you know, you can be in the bath, but not over a certain temperature. But like, we don't have a thermometer with us.
Right.
I'm pretty bad at assessing how hot is this, you know?
Yeah.
I know I can't go in a hot tub or anything like that, but yes, I have been in the bathtub on the deck, which is gorgeous. And I feel so spoiled, but I don't stay in there for too long because I'm like, if I'm a little hot, this thing like packed away inside of me, I feel like she's probably a little warm.
Well, I'm glad you're having moments of relaxation. That's excellent.
Yes, 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 yes. And we've got a whole bunch of questions today and a prize. I will tell you, every morning getting breakfast to the room and having coffee come in, I'm like missing coffee more than ever. And there was something else that made me miss it. Where were we? We were somewhere where there was like some special pour over coffee and everybody was really enjoying it. And I'm like, y'all are killing me. So I'm super looking forward to bringing coffee back. But on along those lines, today we're going to be giving away a box of Four Sigmatics turmeric latte. And I'm a big fan of lattes in general. I don't drink them on the regular, but if you put turmeric in it, I might, because that is one of the things that I try to introduce into my diet on a regular basis, definitely more so when I have a kitchen, but we're not there yet, because it's such a powerful anti-inflammatory. It's one of those superfoods. And while it's most commonly associated with like Indian food and you might not think of it in terms of a latte, it is so good. You've had it before. Oh my gosh. I love that. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
It is. It's such a pretty color.
Yeah. It's like this bright yellow, but it looks creamy and it's not bitter at all. It has like a teensy touch of sweetness, but I don't like sweet beverages. I mean, unless we're talking like a milkshake, you know, but like coffee, I don't prefer it to be sweet, but it just has a little bit of a touch of sweetness. I'm a huge fan. So we're going to give away a box of Four Sigmatics turmeric latte. We'll announce the winner at the end of the show. And if you want to learn more about Four Sigmatic or their turmeric lattes or anything else, you can go to foursigmatic.com/Primal. And when you do that, you also get a coupon code, which is always nice to take advantage of. I think it's a great stocking stuffer. I have some left over from Ascend because we were putting them in the bags for folks who went to Ascend. So I'm totally putting them in stockings. That's for holiday stuff.
Perfect idea.
Isn't it? Like,
yes.
Of all the things you can put in a stocking, and in my family, we're always trying to like not do little pieces of candy and stuff because like, if we want candy, we're going to go get what we want. But the random like peppermint patty or something like that, we try to do other things. So we often do socks and floss. And I was like, little packets of lattes and coffee are perfect.
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Let's get to some questions.
All right. This first one says, how do I stop widening the gap? Even when I know inaction is the issue, but I do it anyway.
So for those of you who are like, what the hell is the gap? I just did a podcast on this topic, episode 683. And that is all about when you know more than you are doing. And there is this gap between where you are in action and what you know in theory, that is the gap. And so often, the more we learn, the worse we feel about ourselves, right? The more we know we should be doing but aren't, the worse we can feel about ourselves, or the more overwhelmed we can feel. And it's not a function of you. It is a function of this gap that you've created between what you know and what you're actually doing. And so in that episode, if you haven't listened to episode 683, do that now and first. But so this person is basically saying, I know I'm widening the gap. I'm learning more than I'm putting into action. How can I stop doing that? I know that I'm not taking action, but I can't get myself to do it. And I would say that just this awareness turned into a question is how we can do it. So if you know that there is a gap between what you're knowing and what you're doing, turning that into a question that says, what will I do today to put what I know into action, right? So I'm going to use you as an example, Sarah. I'm sure that there are things that you know that you could or should do that you don't do consistently. So looking for you, we all have a gap of different sizes, right? Of all the things you know you could or should do, you feel better when you do, you've learned that would be helpful, but you aren't doing, what can you do today to put something that you know into action?
Well, do you want an example of something that I am not doing that I should be?
Yeah, like anything, like for example, if you know all of this stuff about nutrition, but you don't do it, and so then every day you have this sense of like, I screwed up again. I dropped the ball again. I didn't do the work again. What's wrong with me? Or you know the power of having a morning routine, but you don't execute it. You can feel more frustrated by widening that gap. So what could you do today to bridge that gap between what you do regularly and what you want to do or what you know to do or the things on the list of shoulds?
Well, in terms of nutrition, I would just make my next meal a better choice, you know, incorporate some more fruits and vegetables or, you know, not have any sweets or just make sure that, you know, whatever choice I can make next is a more positive one.
I love that. And it's that simple, right? So for me, there can be a gap between the way I know to create a great relationship and how I actually show up in my relationship. So let's not overcomplicate it. What can I do today to put what I know into action? I can consider my partner's perspective before I respond. That's something I know, but I don't always do. Make it that simple. What am I able and willing to do today to put that into practice? That's what I think. It's really that simple. We don't have to overcomplicate it.
Yeah. And I remind myself of that daily. Okay. This next question says, how would you describe your best day?
So I think this question is coming from a place of like, what is good to you? What is winning to you? What is a priority to you? I don't know. Every day is different. Every single day, my answer to this would be different because where I think I used to get stuck was, well, I can't have my best day today because I have to work, right? My best day would be being with my family, my whole entire family together and like laughing and having fun and spending time together and maybe going for a walk and taking great care of myself and blah, 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 blah. But I can't do that today. So I just have to deal with the crappy status quo. But that's not how I see it now. Every day can be my best day within the confines of how that day is going. So today's a great example. I am in Costa Rica. It is a work trip, but I'm trying to also make time to relax and enjoy the area and take some downtime. Instead of being like, well, I can't because I have to work for a few hours. I have to record 2 podcasts. I have a webinar later today. How can that, all of those realities, factor into the best day? And part of that was having breakfast with the boyfriend before jumping on to record. And part of it is sitting out by the pool later with a book that I have to read for work, but I want to read, and doing that outside instead of staying in my room. And part of that is having lunch with a friend who's also here with me. And I already know that's going to be sea bass and vegetables and this garlic sauce. I'm super excited about it. And going for a walk on the beach. Connecting with people. Now, when I'm at home and I'm working and it's wake up and we're in a construction zone and I maybe have 10 hours of work in that day, the best version of that day is probably going to have to do with my attitude and being really patient and being really calm and being really kind to myself and not rushing and not submitting to this feeling of overwhelm or anything like that. But the best day for me is about what I can do to take the day from being good to being great. And I just posed this question inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation the other day. What is the difference between today being a good day and today being a great day? Just because we have things that are responsibilities in that day, or even things we don't necessarily want to do or get excited about doing, we can still make this day the best day. And I'll often ask myself, especially if it's been like a rocky morning or something has come up that's unfortunate, I'll say, what can I do to make the rest of the day the best of the day? And many, many times, I know it's such a powerful question. Many, many times it has to do with my attitude. Because even if I'm in a place like Costa Rica, if I'm thinking about not feeling well, if I'm thinking about being super pregnant, if I'm thinking about all the work I have to do or what's waiting for me when I get home, even though it could be the best day, it's not going to be the best day. Even if I'm sitting on the beach and I'm, you know, sipping virgin pina coladas or whatever it is. I don't even like pina coladas. It's not going to be the best day if my head's not in the right place. Every day can be the best day. My answer would be different every single day. Today, it's about finding a happy balance between work and enjoyment outside of work. It's about taking really great care of my body, which also looks different every day. You know, some days that includes going to the gym. Other days, it's more about what I'm eating and making sure I'm taking time to meditate and journal and all of that kind of stuff, you know? But I want to know for you, what, how would you describe your best day?
Ooh, I've been thinking about that. Well, when I think back to some of my best days that have already happened, I realize that it's really about the connection I had, usually with someone else. I mean, I've certainly had some really great days alone, but like the days where you're finding that you have like belly laughs, or you really made someone else's day bright. Like those are my favorite kinds of days. So like you said, it doesn't matter if I'm working or, you know, doing the laundry all day or something, there is opportunity to make it great. And that usually just comes from, finding some joy in it.
I love that. And you can do that if you're working all day. You can do that if you're not feeling well. You can do that. I mean, one of the things I love most about my family is we will laugh our heads off no matter what is going on, even in the darkest of times, because we just as a family feel like laughter is medicine, you know? And I think not enough people allow for paradox like that. We can be sad, or we can be stressed, or we can be frustrated, and we can be happy, or we can be joyful, or whatever. And I love that. I also think somebody posted, and you might remember where, I can't off the top of my head. It could have been in one of the 12 Weeks to Transformation groups or the Master's Club. I think it was 12 Weeks to Transformation. Somebody posted about like living life to the max or living full out or something like that, that was kind of an inquiry, like, what are you doing today to live full out? Mm-hmm. And we can do that. If we're working, we can do that. If the kids are sick, we can do that. If we're sick, you know, so powerful.
And even if we had a crappy morning, like that's definitely something that I have learned to practice more and need to practice. Because I used to just think like, you know, if something just messed up my morning, it would pretty much just ruin my whole day. Like I would just write off the rest of my day and just assume that that's how my day was going to go. And now I'm really trying hard to think like, okay, yeah, this last hour wasn't great, but you still have 23 more hours today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Okay. What else we
All
got?
Right. How do I learn to not care what other people think, or not compare myself with someone else's journey?
This is a tough question, and I'll tell you why. I do care what other people think. I mean, do you?
Some people.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, like knowing whose feedback matters and whose doesn't. But even within that, when I get, and you know, I get some pretty tough criticism from listeners on a regular basis. And a lot of it is really unkind. It's not just like, I don't like this topic, or I don't think you covered it well. Like it's personal, you know? And even though it's not somebody I know necessarily, I still care for one reason. I personally believe that there is a growth opportunity for me in everybody's feedback. Even if I completely don't agree with how they delivered it or even what they delivered, I ask myself, what piece of truth is there in this? Like, is there an element of truth in this for me? Like, is there some grain of truth, or did it come from some piece of truth? And can I learn something from that? And the answer is not always yes, but I grow just by asking that question. It doesn't mean I don't get mad or get sad, because I definitely do. But I'm always looking to learn from the feedback of others, which is different from wanting or needing the approval of others. I don't need somebody else to sign on and endorse what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. I don't need somebody to sign on and endorse my relationship or my body or my food choices or my financial situation or anything like that. But I can care what they think without necessarily looking for their approval, you know? So I would really challenge this person who's asking, how do I learn not to care what other people think? First ask, well, who do I care about what they think, and what are the limits of that? Because even when it's my mom, and I certainly do care what she thinks, I'm not looking for her approval, because she doesn't have the clarity on what I want for my life and what my goals are and where I've come from that I have. So I'm the ultimate course setter for me, but I do care what people think. And I do believe that I can grow and get better from every single conflict and point of tension and everything like that, you know? The comparison piece, I think, is a lot easier. How do I not compare myself with somebody else's journey? Because it has nothing to do with you, right? It's so easy in business or in health or in relationship to look at somebody else and be like, they're further along than I am. But there's so much we don't know. We have to make so many assumptions to compare effectively, right? We don't know where they started. We don't know when they started. We don't know what their process has been. We don't know what their past looks like. We don't know what their ultimate goals are. We don't know what work they've done on themselves or their mindset. I see it as a huge waste of energy. And what I come back to is, I don't need to compare myself to somebody else because I know I create my results. That doesn't mean that I don't see people and say, hey, I want what they have. If somebody has a more streamlined business that's more efficient and operates more smoothly, I can see that and be like, gosh, how can I learn from them? Or what do I need to change in my own life or my own operating systems to make that happen? And I can say that and see that without the judgment piece of it, without the comparing piece of it. Just like if somebody has a really amazing relationship, I was thinking about this last night as I was watching Brooke Thomas and her husband Brett do a little thing on stage, and they were just taking questions from the audience, and they were talking about their relationship, and they just have a really strong, deep bond. And I can look at that and not compare it to my own, because A, they're two totally different people. Their personalities are different. Their backgrounds are different. The way they handle their relationship is different. But I can look at it and choose to be inspired, like, gosh, what can I do to make my relationship closer or to feel more like a team? So I'm always seeing it from a place of action and empowerment versus a place where when we compare and we feel less than, we're not coming from a place of action and empowerment. And that's what makes us feel so bad. I don't know. That's what I think. I don't know that I have the perfect answer on that, but like, I can look at people and see that they have something that I want, or see that they've created a success that I haven't created, but I'm in control of my results. So there's nothing to feel crappy about. It's like, okay, kid, get to work.
And I think too that you can kind of, I mean, there are some people that you might compare yourself to and think that their life is better, but they might be looking at you and thinking the same thing about different things. You never know what people are going through too. And you never know what the background of things.
And I just remind myself to stay in my own lane, because energy elsewhere is energy wasted.
True.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. Any specific dietary suggestions would be greatly appreciated. I am so confused by all of the information available. I just shut it down due to overload. I would like some practical, reasonable approaches, especially for any snacks.
Have you heard of the Primal Potential podcast?
I mean, yes.
Like, no, seriously, like, first of all, shutting down due to overload is like quitting your job because there's, you know, multiple projects that have to be done or could be done, or it's just – that doesn't serve you. On the podcast, my guess is that this is somebody that's newer to the podcast because we talk about this a lot on the podcast. But we have probably over 100 episodes on nutrition. We probably have at least 10, if not more, episodes on information overload and what to do with it. I have an entire course called Nutrition Fundamentals that's only $79 that goes through that kind of stuff. So to me, you can either convince yourself there's too much information, what's the point? Or you can just start taking action and learning from your body's results. But we all have access to tons of information, more than we could ever put into practice. That is not a justification for doing nothing. Doing nothing is just a decision. So again, I mean, there are at least 100 episodes of this podcast on nutrition and dietary strategies. There's an entire course on it that's only $79 if you want it in a more streamlined way. And you can take action and learn from your body. But if you're looking for somebody to like spec out every single day in a way that doesn't overwhelm you, the fact is there are 20,000 different ways to improve your health. You don't have to know which one is right or best to take action. Just do something. And don't overcomplicate it. And I don't say that to be like dismissive. I say that because I want you to step back into your power. You know, when I wrote Chasing Cupcakes, there's probably 40,000 different strategies or approaches for writing a book. And I can also just sit down to write and learn from writing and learn what works for me and what doesn't work for me. When it comes to fitness, there's a million different things you can do. That's not a reason to do nothing. Just do something and learn from your experience with that something on what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
Site is really searchable too. And I love reminding people of this because they can go to the Primal Potential website and just do a search for something like recipes or dinner or snacks, and things come up. And I do that sometimes, like even when I'm home and I don't know what to cook, and they're awesome. They're delicious. And you tend to lean towards things that are easier.
Yes, because I'm not too complicated.
And generally inexpensive too, which I love. So that it's another great source.
I mean, even this person says like reasonable approaches, especially for snacks. Go to primalpotential.com and search snacks.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so much more power than we think we do. And I feel so, not sad, but something close to it when people just don't do anything. Like, oh, because there's all this information, I'm just going to check out. That's the opposite thing. That's the opposite perspective. So much information is a gift. It's not a burden. You don't have to know the perfect thing because ultimately there is no perfect thing. There's just the thing that you do. And some things will work really well for you and some things won't work really well for you. And the way that you learn that is by taking action.
I think you can also very easily just go back to the basics. Like if you're wondering about snacks, have some vegetables. I mean, you can't really go wrong with some of those simple things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Last question here. I've lost weight through a program and I'm now trying to succeed on my own. How do I successfully transition and not backslide?
Do what you were doing before. Right? If you lost weight through a program and now you're trying to succeed on your own, keep doing what you were doing outside of the program compared to inside the program. Just keep doing it. And when people feel like that is a struggle, it's often because they're focused on more than the day they're in. You know, whatever you were doing that was working, can you do that just for today? Of course you can. Don't worry about what you're going to do next week when you're out of town. Don't worry about what's going to happen on Christmas Eve when everybody orders Chinese food. Just worry about today. Don't overcomplicate it. There's something called pregnancy brain, because now it's going to Occam's razor. Occam's razor is this theory that like the simplest thing always applies. So the simplest thing is usually the answer here. if you were doing something that was working and now the only thing that changed is you're not inside this same framework, keep doing what you were doing before, just for today. And keep paying attention to your results, but it's not any more complicated than that. The transition is not this like big span of time, a month long, a year long. The transition is your next choice. The transition is this morning. The transition is today. It's not, how do I keep this going for 6 months? We only have to deal with the moment we're in. And when we simplify in that way, it becomes way easier. That's what I think.
Love it.
So we have a winner.
Yes, we do.
Turmeric latte. This is a box of, is it 10 or 12? I don't know.
I think it's 10.
I think you're right. 10 individual serving size packets, which I freaking love because you can travel with them, mm-hmm. of the Four Sigmatic Turmeric Latte is going to CB Bama Girl. This is the Apple Podcast screen name because they left a review of the show in Apple Podcasts. The handle is CB, C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo, Bama Girl, CB Bama Girl. All you got to do is email sarah@primalpotential.com, S-A-R-A-H, within the next 60 days, and we will drop it in the mail no matter where in the world you live. And everybody listening can win next week. It's so easy to win, you guys. You can either leave a review of the podcast in Apple Podcast, or you can leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you can post on Facebook or Instagram and tag me your favorite episode of the show, something that you've learned from the show, and that's it. And if you do all three, you get three chances to win for that week, which is pretty easy. So congratulations, CB Bama Girl.
Yes.
All right, Sarah, what do you have going on this weekend?
This weekend, I'm doing some holiday kind of prep. Going to be helping my mom get some stuff together for Thanksgiving. And then also, I'm going to be on the hunt for like Christmas decorations and such. I might try some thrift stores and things like that, which I'm excited about. I love that stuff.
Do you have a list? Like, do you shop with a list or a list of names or a list of gifts? How do you do that?
I usually do shop with a list. I usually come up with a list of places I want to go as well as people that I have in mind. And then also ideas and then like home decor stuff I want for myself. So yeah, I usually do write everything down.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I usually go first with a list of names. These are all the people I'm buying for. And then sometimes I know like I'm going to get this for this person, or in a lot of cases, I've already picked something up for them over the course of the year. And I just have to remember that like that thing has already been purchased. Is there any gift that you're particularly excited to give this year?
Not yet. Not specifically. I generally just love giving to my nephews because I think it's just so fun. And like, you know, they're still little, so they get really excited about that stuff. But that would be it for now.
That's awesome. I'll be flying back to the cold weather.
And what about you? Where are you going to be in the world this weekend?
I know we return on Saturday. So, we'll have a full day at home on Sunday, back in the cold. I definitely thought about extending the trip until the renovation's over, but that's kind of a long time. I'd end up probably.
If you do, I am coming there.
In Costa Rica. Like, I feel like that's what would happen. Yeah. But we are headed back, so it'll be good to kind of, I mean, I'd love to say settle in, but you can't really settle in when your house is under construction. Mm. But yeah. And then, gosh, by the time this airs, I'll already have had my family baby shower. I had a surprise one at Ascend that I think we talked about on one of our last Q&As. And then in Costa Rica, I had another surprise shower. And that was just total, total shock. And then, when we get back, the next one's just a few days away.
So exciting.
It's really surreal. It's totally surreal. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and putting up with my my froggy voice. Hopefully I will be back to normal before we know it. Everybody have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you so soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.